hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody, to this, at least here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, overcast day, little rain possibilities, which possibility which we need. We're very dry, still in a drought, have been for a long time, especially certain parts of Texas. We've got some big lakes that are really, really low, and I know a lot of you around the rest of the country need some as well. Those of you that have had too much, hope you don't get more than you need and send a little our way. We will visit today 3 hours, one way or the other. We're on always 3 hours. Some radio stations out there carry 1 or 2 hours, but you can always tune in to all three on dirtdoctor.com, our website. We stream all three live. And then they're on there for in the archives for you to tune into anytime that you would like. And we'd love for you to join us there. The telephone number to be with me, and it should be an easy day to get in, kind of a lazy day. Give us a shout at 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'm going to talk just a little bit about the basics of organics, organic gardening, and organic living, the thing that we talk about here, because we got a lot of new listeners. We've got a lot of people that are tuning in. We can tell from the traffic increases on our website, which have been substantial, and on Facebook, and letters that we're getting in, the kind of questions that we're getting in indicate that we have some people that are tuning in and listening who don't quite understand exactly what we're up to here, and that's understandable. We are in the minority across the country and around the world. But the good news is that things are moving exponentially our way, and people that are just learning about it, we need to help get on board. It sounds a little difficult, I guess, because it's just different. You're hearing terms and you're hearing things that are different than you hear from the people who promote the approach that we don't recommend. So we'll get into that a little bit in just a second here. First of all, I want to tell you that the first hour is brought to you as always by Munster Milling, makers of Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. We had kind of an interesting little situation this week. I ran out of the chicken and rice. One of the formulas, in fact, several of the formulas now contain no wheat, corn, or soy because there was a lot of demand for that situation. And those products have been around for a while. And we ran out, and I went to the store to pick up a bag, and there was none of that particular kind in the store. All they had was, for adult dogs, was the green, the original formula, which does contain some corn. And it's the dog food that we used for a long time before the chicken and rice was created. And so I got some just to see what the dogs would think about that. And lo and behold, they like it better. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, that it's healthier or less healthy or whatever. But their taste buds indicated that they like the green bag. So I'm going to probably switch back and forth a little bit. But the point is, there is a formula, whether you've got a puppy or a sports dog, athlete, or whether you have an older dog, or whether you have regular adult dogs, there is a choice, and in some cases more than one choice for you. For more information about these wonderful natural dog foods, go to munstermilling.com. And I want to tell you about the SPCA adoption doggy for today. It's Andy, good-looking 2-year-old male, 66-pound Anatolian Shepherd. I think those are great dogs. We have some rancher friends that use these as working dogs on the ranch. Some of my friends like them better than the Great Pyrenees now. And I think some people have crosses between the Anatolians and the and the Pyrenees, but beautiful, beautiful dog. And this one would make a great pet for somebody. Says he's easygoing, loves to take walks, likes to relax under shade trees, watching the birds. He's well-mannered, make a great family pet, gets along with people and other dogs. So check out Andy on DirtDoctor.com. Go to the SPCA adoption button. From last week, Athos is still looking for his forever home. So let's give Athos a hand. And from before that, Cheyenne was adopted. So thank you for that. Let's see. My tea is interesting. It's one that I started trying a few months ago, and I like it a lot. It's nothing but one organic lemon chopped up in all of it. Even has a few seeds I didn't get out, but it's got the rind and the fruit and all, and a little honey, and it's a very nice tea and good for you. So give that one a shot if you haven't yet. And then real quickly before we go to the phones, basics of organics. What the show is all about is organic gardening and landscaping and farming and pest control and all of the related kinds of things. And we talk about health issues and some environmental issues as well, because it all fits together. But the basics, the basis of what we recommend is that we stop doing two things. We basically stop the use of synthetic fertilizer and toxic chemical pesticides. Those two things. That's the first step. You stop doing that. A lot of people think I'm against pesticides. I'm against pesticides that don't work, and the toxic chemical pesticides are in that category, especially the disease-fighting things, the fungicides and bactericides and all that. They're horrible. They're very dangerous, very, very toxic for one thing. Second thing is they don't work. They indiscriminately kill microorganisms, and that means good microbes as well as the pathogen. So you get a net effect of not only not controlling anything, but making the situation worse. So step one, stop fertilizers and stop the pesticides. You may have already heard me say it, but it's important that I say it again. I am more concerned about the synthetic fertilizers than I am the pesticides, because they foul up the basics, the basis of the whole system, the soil. And when you mess up the soil, nothing else works. Synthetic fertilizers are salts. No matter what people call them, they are imbalanced and just a mess. They're real high nitrogen products. They're salts. They foul up the chemistry of the soil, and that fouls up the biology, and then the end result is the physics of the soil is messed up. So stopping the fertilizers, and what we're talking about there are the typical fertilizers in the stores, the high nitrogen fertilizers. There'll be three numbers on there. The numbers will range all over the place, but if you look at what the fertilizers are made from, it'll say things like ammonium nitrate, ammonium sulfate, urea, things like that. Those are the synthetic fertilizers. But it also includes the blue-green stuff that you buy and put a spoonful in the water and stir it up and pour it on the plants. Rapid Grow, Miracle-Gro, those kind of things. Those are synthetic salt fertilizers and not acceptable in what we talk about here. And then what you do, on the other hand, is very simple, too. You simply start using things that build a life in the soil. You start using compost and mulch. That's the first category. A lot of people would say it's the most important category. Rock materials, in my opinion, is equally important. Ground up rock that is different from the base rock that you have on your property. And it's kind of the yin and yang of the inputs that we use, the compost and the rock materials. And then the third thing is sugar. And we use sugar on a limited basis. We use it on the front end. We use it to stimulate the microbiology in the soil into a pretty furious state right off the bat. And the reason that we do that is that we want to avoid one of the criticisms that the natural organic program gets, and that is that it's slow and you have to be patient and it takes a while for it to work, and it's not going to work as well as the synthetics as far as coloring the plants and things like that. No, that's right. You can have a good production the very first few weeks of the program when you make the transition over. The first growing season can be as good or better than using synthetics. But using some kind of sugar, beet pulp, dry molasses, cornmeal, something like that, along with the compost and rock mixed into the existing soil, that's the organic program. And then when we do have pests pop up, whether insects or diseases, we have a lot of tools that are non-toxic and work great, and that's what we talk about here. I'm Howard Garrett. Let's talk about it. 1-866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Living a strong, healthy, and vigorous life relies on your body's ability to absorb the essential nutrients from the foods you eat. Excellent health begins with your digestive tract, where nutrients are absorbed and toxins are eliminated. The digestive system's main role is to extract energy and nutrients from food. These functions are compromised, however, when there's a lack of healthy intestinal bacteria. Every day we're exposed to environmental factors that destroy these good bacteria. Processed foods, stress, alcohol, and antibiotics, so it's necessary to replenish them with probiotics. Consumption of nutrients does not necessarily guarantee their absorption, but a superior probiotic supplement can enhance the process. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the GI tract and promotes peak absorption of nutrients for optimum health and energy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478 is the telephone number. First up today is Linda in Flower Mound, Texas. Hello, Linda. There you are.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, we're here in Flower Mound. We've got a mature post oak tree, and it developed a small hole from near the base, about 6 inches up from the base, and it's oozing a liquid, a very smelly liquid, on a constant basis, that it's actually saturated the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see what made the hole, but there it's stinky, so other insects have come, flies and gnats and ants.
Yeah, you probably have two things going on. The hole may be caused by some kind of insect. The liquid is a bacterial disease, probably, Linda, that you're dealing with there, called slime flux. Slime flux is, like I said, bacteria and microorganisms in the plant. It's a sign of stress in the tree for some reason. There's a couple of things that you can do. The first thing, kind of cosmetic, you can douse that exterior going zone with hydrogen peroxide, just 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store. But to stop the oozing and the smelly liquid coming out, and it'll get worse and worse. It'll create a big dark spot, and it'll, you know, just the tree will continue to get worse if you don't try to figure out what caused the problem. Has it gone through some trauma in the past, struck by lightning, or had a ditch dug through the root system or anything like that?
No trauma like that, though this spring we had caterpillars. I thought they were a lot like gypsy moths. They were eating the new growth on the oak trees only.
Uh-huh.
So I had seen those, but that's the only stress it would have had. That tree otherwise looks all right. It's a very mature tree. It's probably 18 inches across. It's a big tree, and there are other oaks that around it that don't have it.
If I walked up to the base, to the trunk of the tree, could I literally step on the flare? Is it turning out so dramatically that I could step on it?
It's on a hill. The back side, you could. The downhill side has just a natural erosion that you can't step on it on that side.
Well, that is curious, because that would indicate that it's not staying too wet or anything like that. Is there an irrigation system there?
No.
Well, the only possibility, I'm getting a lot of calls, have been now for over a year, about native trees, and specifically post oaks, just dying out in the wild. And what it relates to, and it could be what we're dealing with here, is that even though we've had some rains and in a lot of cases people are using some irrigation, doesn't sound like you have any irrigation there at all for it?
No, it's in the woods.
Oh, it's in the wild. Okay. Well, what can happen, even though the surface of the soil gets some moisture and the plants growing around it might look halfway decent, we're seeing the drought create a dryness down below 8 inches or a foot in the ground, and or below six inches really, and that's what's throwing the plants into stress, and they're just literally dying in a lot of places. So that may be exactly what you're dealing with. What I would recommend also as another first step is to get a probe of some kind. You can get a professional probe at the hardware stores or from an irrigation supply place or whatever. It's a yellow fiberglass probe with a bullet on the end of it and then rubber handles, and you can real easily probe into the ground, see what's going on. The poor man's way to do that, which I do, I think it works great, is to get an old golf club and break the head off of it. It's best to cut it off, make a smooth bias cut, and it makes a great probe. Have a rubber grip, you know, handle, and that's important too in case anybody ever runs into an electric line or something. But probing that area, you'll be able to tell real quickly if you have existing what I suggested. You'll be able to probe through the first few inches, and then you'll hit the dry area, and it'll be like the probe ran into a piece of steel. It won't go into it. And if that's the case, the way you solve that is you let it sounds like you want to try to save this tree, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You let a hose run slowly on it, especially since it's on a slope, very slowly, for a long time, for several days, and really soak that root system. If that's the case, if the probe indicates there's some moisture in the soil, you're going to have to start looking for some other culprit. I don't think you're going to find that, though. I think it's going to be the drought and the dryness in the soil led to the stress and led to the slime flux disease attacking.
Okay, we can do that.
Now, the entire sick tree treatment is the final step, you know, and if it's a valuable tree, I would do that. That means in addition to this water, you would aerate the soil, the surface, and then while the holes are open, and that would be very important when you're dealing with a tree that's on a slope like that. So you get the compost, the rock materials, and the sugars like cornmeal and dry molasses, like I was talking about, into the hole so it stays in place on the surface. And you don't have to put out a lot, kind of light applications when you're dealing with a native tree like that. But light applications of all those things, it's all spelled out on my website on dirtdoctor.com under guides on the homepage. It's called the sick tree treatment.
Okay.
But the number one thing, I think, after you probe and make sure that I'm right, getting that water slowly soaked into that root zone thoroughly is the most important first step.
Excellent.
Okay.
So it's raining now, so we're on
our good.
First.
Oh, good. Even though you may get a good rain, you may still need to do the soaking too. Got to run.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The acquittal of George Zimmerman late last night on charges of murdering Trayvon Martin has sparked some angry reactions, but mostly in California, not Florida, where the trial was held. There were generally peaceful protests in San Francisco and L.A. In Oakland, though, demonstrators broke windows and started small fires. Fellow actors say they're shocked over the death of actor Corey Monteith, one of the stars of the hit TV show Glee. The 31-year-old found dead in a hotel room in Vancouver. Foul play is not believed to have occurred. Troops from 13 African countries have backed France in a war against al-Qaeda-linked extremists in Mali marched with the French military during the Bastille parade in Paris today. And opera singer Placido Domingo says he has left a hospital in Madrid after 5 days there recovering from a lung artery blockage. This is SRN News.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-249-1418, for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-249-1418. 800-249-1418.
With Expert Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. San Francisco's Tim Lincecum has authored the second no-hitter of the Major League Baseball season in the Giants' 9-0 win at San Diego.
It's pretty surreal for me just to be part of that. I've, you know, obviously gotten to see a couple with Jonathan's and Kane's perfect game, but to be in the middle of it is a little different, so I think I'm still kind of pinching myself right now.
Lincecum has won two Cy Young Awards and two World Series rings, but this is his first no-hitter. Also in the National League Saturday, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 6-4. St. Louis losing pitcher Lance Lynn was knocked out of the fifth inning after giving up six runs.
You know, you go through times in the season where, you know, things aren't going your way, and I'm definitely in one of those stints right now.
Pittsburgh beat New York 4-2. It was Atlanta 5-2 over Cincinnati. Los Angeles 1, Colorado nothing. Miami 2, Washington 1 in 10 innings. Arizona 5, Milwaukee 4. In the American League, at a battle of division leaders, Oakland blank Boston 3-0. This is SRN Sports. Lonnie Chisenhall hit his first career Grand Slam, leading Cleveland past Kansas City 5-3. Minnesota beat New York 4-1. It was Toronto 7-3 over Baltimore. Tampa Bay 4, Houston 3. Texas 7, Detroit 1. Seattle 6-0 over the L.A. Angels. Interleague play, White Sox beat the Phillies 5-4 in 11 innings in the first game, but the Phillies got the better of the White Sox in the second, 2-1 in 13 innings. Free agent center Dwight Howard was formally introduced in Houston Saturday after signing a four-year deal worth $88 million to play with the Rockets. Howard made an obvious reference to his one-year struggle in the Lakers system.
If you can't be happy when you're playing, then, you know, it's not fun. And I just want to get back to, you know, being that guy who was having fun and enjoying basketball, but at the same time dominating.
Joe Carota's first international goal put the United States on top, and the Americans went on to a 4-1 victory over Cuba to advance to the Gold Cup quarterfinals. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And the number again is 866-444-3478. One little quick insect report for you. I put it on Facebook. There was a tiny little cicada in my office. I went out on the patio and second story, and it flew on and landed on my hand, and I thought it was about the size of a honeybee, or a little, maybe even a little bit smaller. And I looked at it, and it was obvious that it was an adult cicada, but it was tiny little thing. I've never seen them before, and I did a quick search on it and came up that it's called a prairie cicada, and the one, it had a little bit of a damaged wing, but it flew off without any trouble, and it's the only one I've seen. So I was curious if anybody else out there has run into those, and if they've seen that they're a big pest, or just kind of curiously interesting, or what, because that was my first time to meet one of those little guys. Here's Mary in Fort Worth next up. Hi, Mary.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a problem with fleas outside in the yard,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering, do I use diatomaceous earth and the nematodes? Do I use which first, or should I use both of them?
Well, you can do both. If you're worried about the diatomaceous earth hurting the nematodes, they really won't do that. Probably the best thing to do is to take advantage of catching some of this moisture that looks like we're
yes.
about to have, and put out beneficial nematodes while the soil is moist. That's ideal. And then once we get through this moisture event and it dries up some, which will probably happen pretty quickly, you know, because we're right in the middle of the summer here, obviously. And as soon as it dries out, then you broadcast the dry diatomaceous earth on the surface. And even if you put the DE out at the same time, when there's moisture around, the DE absorbs the moisture very, very quickly, and it wouldn't be damaging to the nematodes at all. But I would do the nematodes now and then the diatomaceous earth once it gets really dry. And it's effective on the fleas, very, very effective when it's a dry, hot situation. That's the best time to use it.
Oh, great. And I have one more fast question, if you could.
Sure.
I have a dog. She's a big dog. She's lab mix. Anyway, she's always scratching. That's why we thought we had fleas in the house, but we had a few, but she gets them outside. And then when she comes in, sometimes she doesn't have any fleas. And even before she had fleas, she's always scratching. Scratch, 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 you know, and you think, oh, we've got fleas again. Not one flea on her.
Well, Logan's dog, Tony, does the same thing. He looks like he has fleas, and he's being pretty irritated and scratching everything. Same thing. You can't find a flea on him. I think that dogs have allergies. I know they do. And so there's something that is a problem. We haven't quite figured out exactly what it is with Tony yet. It could be grass. It could be something in the dog food that he's eating. Although we've, like I said a minute ago, we've kind of changed a little bit, and it's still there to a degree. But you might try gentle herbal baths and some, some aloe vera and some things like that. Vinegar that's diluted, sometimes put on little hot spots and itchy spots, will help and that sort of thing. But you're right. It could be not fleas at all. It could be other little tiny no-see-ums, which the nematodes and the overall organic program will help with as well. Some people asked me just a couple of days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, if it's okay to put out sulfur for chiggers and things like that. And sometimes there's no-see-ums like that around. And sulfur's fine to put out. If you be very careful with it and don't put it out very heavily, keep it down at 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet or even less than that. And it'll help you with some of the insects that are possibly causing the problem.
And on her food, see, I buy the kind that doesn't have any corn. What is it we're using? Anyway, it doesn't have any, corn. Is that what they told me not to use? We used that, plus this last time I took her to the vet last month for her shots, he gave me steroids, pills. He said that he had to do that for his dog, and it might help.
I don't like that at all. I think steroids are really, really bad, and you might want to talk to somebody else. You may want to change dog foods over to something like the Munster that doesn't have chemical preservatives in it. That could be related to what you're dealing with there, too. But like I said, it can happen to anybody's dogs, even one of ours. So a lot of times it's an allergy to something, and you just have to start eliminating things and try to figure out what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
your program.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
866-444-3478, David in Georgetown, Georgia. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
I had several questions. One is, how much kelp meal per gallon of water to make tea?
What are you going to do with it, foliar feed or drench or what?
Well, I use it in the Garrett juice, and sometimes I buy liquid kelp, but sometimes I run out.
Well, you can use as little, David, as a cup per 5 gallons of water. That makes a pretty good tea. You don't have to have it heavily laden with a whole lot of alfalfa, especially if it's going to be a foliar feeding kind of a thing. But if you want to make it so it's a better fertilizer and a drench, you could use probably 5 cups per 5 gallons of water.
It's kelp meal.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said alfalfa.
Oh, well, I may have. Whatever you're using.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing that you run into with kelp meal, well, now let's back up just a second. Some of the kelp meal is not going to go into solution or even suspension. It's just, you know, going to be, you're going to end up with solids floating around in the water. What were you going to do with it? Spray with it, make it part of the garret juice?
Yes.
Yeah, the liquid seaweed is a completely different product than what you're talking about.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the liquid seaweed is made from a concentrate that goes into solution, it dissolves. A kelp meal is not going to dissolve. It'll make a good drench. You can mix it up, and while it's still in suspension and everything, you can drench it into the soil, but it'll stop up a sprayer and not going to work very well going through a sprayer at all, unless you run it through some kind of a pretty fine filter, you know, something like cheesecloth or something else that'll filter out all the solids. The solids can be thrown into the compost or used as a surface fertilizer, but the best thing to do is for with kelp meal is to put it out like a dry fertilizer, and then get one of the seaweeds that's in a concentrated form that's designed to mix with water so it goes into solution or real good suspension, actually.
Okay, how often can I saturate the ground with garret juice?
Oh, you can do it once a week if you want to. For most people, that'd be more than is necessary and maybe a waste of money. We tell people to do garret juice as a foliar feed and or drench, you know, at least once a month. And for most people, that's plenty. Some people do once every 2 weeks, and there are a few people that would do once a week. And it doesn't hurt anything, but there's a question about, is it worth the time and the money to do it that often? That's all.
Okay. You can't can I use that as my main fertilizer?
Sure. Yeah, a lot of people do.
Why does an apple tree sprout from the ground? Is that because...
it can be sprouting from the ground because it's too deep in the ground, and that'll set off those root sprouts in a lot of cases. And often those sprouts are from the rootstock, not from the top part of the plant. And exposing that base a little bit more dramatically so it the graft union is well above the surface of the soil, and then down below that is the flare. That generally will eliminate that kind of sprouting.
I've taken dirt away. Maybe I need to take some more away then.
Probably so if it's doing that root sprouting like that.
One other question. We water every other day because we got sandy soil, and when there's no rain and everything, is that about a half an inch? Is that too often?
It'd be better to do it less often and water more each time, even though you have sandy soil. And you need to build up the storage capacity of the soil with a lot of volcanic sands. They work as well or better than compost. And then coffee grounds and all kinds of organic matter to make it where that sand will hold water longer for you. And then just go as long as you can between waterings. That's the key. I don't know how long that'll be. You'll have to figure that out yourself. But it'd be better to water a whole lot more each time and skip a longer period of time if you can.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
Let's go to Andrea at Gecko Hardware. Hello, Andrea.
Hey, how's it going, Howard?
Very well. How about at the store?
Oh, just we're getting ready to open this morning. We open up at 10 o'clock and just excited about a beautiful rainy day. It's so wonderful.
Well, I was going to tell people that y'all stepped up and, as far as I know, the first retailers to bring in the new Garret Juice Pro. I believe you have it in stock now, don't you?
We do, and it's been flying off the shelf this last week, Howard.
Well, that's great.
Very exciting.
I am very excited about it. It's a garret juice, if you haven't heard us talk about it, that is a new advanced kind of a formula and contains mycorrhizal fungus and beneficial bacteria, so you don't have to buy different things and mix them together. You still can, and we still recommend that, but if you don't want to do that, it's all in one product now. What else do you have new and exciting over there?
Well, you know, you were talking about this thing with dogs and scratching, and my little Scotty dog, Riley, goes nuts every summer, or at least she did for a long time. And then I was talking to my niece one day, and she has a litter mate to Riley, and the litter mate has developed a gluten allergy.
Mm.
So I switched Riley over to the Munster, actually, gluten-free, and she did improve enormously, except in the very hottest part of the summer. And so I have been using a product that's from a company called Natural Chemistry. It's a clove-based dog spray. They have shampoo, bedding spray, and then a spray that you can put right on the dog. And boy, does it make a huge difference.
Great. Well, we got to take a quick break. Can you hold on a minute, and we'll come back and spend a few more minutes when I come back?
Sounds good.
Okay, hang on, and we'll be back after this. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. It's 866-444-3478. We're talking to one of the owners of Gecko Hardware, which is a green hardware store, and we'll be back right after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Mosquitoes are a serious concern. NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com offers all sizes of BTI, misting, and sprayable products for safe, effective treatment of both mosquito larvae and adults. If you're a homeowner, landscape contractor, farmer, rancher, or grower, visit NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. That's NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're visiting with Andrea Rideout from Gecko Hardware. Andrea, you still there with us?
I sure am, Howard.
I did a real quick search.
I like listening to all your commercials. They're really interesting.
Yeah, we have some good stuff. I did a quick search for the natural chemistry product that you have, and what comes up are flea and tick sprays. Is that what you're talking about, or is there a specific one for just itchy skin?
No, the one that I like is the one for flea and ticks. Here's what I've kind of realized with Riley. Maybe she has allergies to cut grass or whatever, but
yeah,
I think
sure.
Her biggest issue is that she'll get one flea on her, and it will drive her out of her mind.
Mm-hmm. That can happen, too, yeah.
Yeah, and so then she starts scratching, and she just gets more and more irritated. And so what I've started doing, before it even gets to be flea season, I put some of that natural chemistry on her. I bathe her in the shampoo, but it's really the spray that I like the best because I can just grab it, I spray it on my hands, and then I rub it in her ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
And it's good stuff.
Yeah, I like it. I like the idea, and I like the ingredients that are in it. It's kind of basically an essential oil type of product, but it's real gentle mixture there, and I think it'd be good for pets that maybe don't even have fleas and just have some sensitive skin or some other kind of no-see-ums that are bothering them.
Exactly. Yeah. Who knows what they are, but whatever it is, it sure drives her nuts. And just, she rolls around on the carpet, you know,
oh, yeah.
Like dogs do. And
one more thing real quickly. How's the chicken business there at Gecko Hardware?
Well, we got in about 120 chickens on Friday, and we sold probably a third of them yesterday. The baby chicks they go crazy at our store. Everybody loves them, and we have some really unusual breeds right now, so we sure would love to have everyone come over today and see our chicks, that's for sure.
It's a beautiful store. It's in the east part of Dallas, Ferndale and Northwest Highway, basically is the intersection. The shopping center is called what, Andrea?
It's called North Lake Shopping Center,
It's
right there by Albertsons.
Right. Well, good luck. Y'all are doing a great job. We'll see you over there. I'm glad you've got the new Garrett juice, and you're always keeping up with things the Dirt Doctor recommends.
Well, thank you, Howard. You can hear Riley barking in the background. That was her.
See you, Andrea, and see you, Riley. Talk to you later.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All Let's, well, telephone number real quick is 866-444-3478. Here's Gary in Rockport, Missouri. Hello, Gary.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've had trouble with my tomatoes this year, and I've had them in a different spot last year and moving them back to the regular spot this year, but they started out growing okay, but they were crinkly, looked like there'd been some spray around, but there hadn't, and they bloom, but they wouldn't set on. The blooms would just, you know, drop off, and now they're setting on, but I don't have any of the bottom 2 feet of the tomatoes, just like 3 feet up. I'm starting to get a few tomatoes.
What varieties do you have, Gary?
I got different ones. I got a couple Lemon Boy and a couple Rutgers, a couple Big Boy. And then there's a Mr. Stripey.
Okay. You've probably gotten as hot as we have, I bet, by now, haven't you?
Yes, we've had some in the 90s, mid-90s.
Okay, well, you're not quite as hot as us. We've gotten already to 100 here. I have an indeterminate one. My favorite tomato is called Super Fantastic, and I'm still picking some fruit off of it. You might make a note of that to try that. It's one of those tomatoes that will produce fairly early and then continue all the way through to the fall for you. So in the future, that might help you. Some of those great big tomatoes like you're growing there, when it gets hot, they tend to shut down. They produce real well early on, and then you might have another crop later. But when it's really hot, it's tough for them to set fruit. One thing that we always tell our friends and our listeners and everything, it sounds crazy, but it really helps set fruit. If you go out and whack the plants around some, especially after, you know, there's plenty of flowers on the tomatoes, when you hit them with an old tennis racket or a piece of bamboo or whatever, rough them up pretty good. You know, don't destroy them or anything, but just rough them up. It's doing two things. It's a fear kind of a situation or a response, and it gets the plants to try to protect their next generation by setting more fruit. The other thing it does is move, which is the more practical part of it, it moves the pollen around. Insects don't pollinate tomatoes, you know, vibration and wind do. So when you smack them around, you're moving some of that pollen around. Now, that's not going to completely solve the problem because the biggest issue is the heat, but it will definitely help you. And then next season, try some of those Super Fantastic and a few other varieties that will tend to produce a little bit better for a longer period of time.
Uh-huh. Someone said put Miracle-Gro on them, and I didn't really want to do that.
It's a fertilizer I do not recommend. It's synthetic, and I don't think should be used.
Uh-huh. Anything that person else otherwise you could use on them? Or?
Well, any kind of organic fertilizer, what we call Garrett juice. The formula's on my website. Sounds like you're a new listener here. Look under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Tells you how to make Garrett juice. If any stores have the commercial versions, you can buy it or you can order it mail order. But the easy thing to do is just make it yourself. Coffee grounds I recommend strongly to use as a natural fertilizer around basically anything. Helps you with pest control as well. And then just see what's at the hardware stores and the nurseries and the farm stores in your area and get one of the natural meals like alfalfa meal or some other kind of natural meal and start using organic fertilizers rather than the synthetics. Let me put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break and then come back for more of your gardening questions. 866-444-3478. I'll be back.